Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set. I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time. Oh.
Yeah. Drop top, can it take a hit with a trip? Lay you on your back, flip you over, damn you bit your lip. Hit you from the backside, why I grasp for a grip. Smack that ass 3 times and grab you on the hips. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. What's up, girls? Who knows? It can be a one-night stand, or we can have it all. And what we do will never leave these mirror walls. The incense burnt, the world turned to another day. And I continue this physical serenade. I'ma leave your name on the VIP, so just tell the front door who you came to see. I'll buy you a drink, and we can talk about what could be. What might be, would be, and should be. Follow my lead and you can't go wrong, because I'll tap that motherfucking ass while you're in a thong. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to my dogs out there, the 185 on the March 6th. Shout out to y'all guys out there, man. Hope everybody's doing good. I am the Dean. Class is in session, gentlemen. If you have a question, go ahead and call in. The number is, gentlemen, 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. Shout out to all the ladies out there. Ladies, what's going on? You know who you are. What's up, girl? How you doing? What's up to the ladies out there and all this other stuff? Got a lot to talk about with you guys. Shout out to my chat room dogs, guys. Y'all know the deal. If you want to call in, you can. We ask all you guys that if you're brand new to the show, go ahead and do what we always do is like, subscribe, and get the notification buttons going on so you can go ahead and share this content and this information. If you are brand new to the show, gentlemen, we ask all you guys out there to begin the process of getting your puzzle pieces. Go get 100 pieces of puzzle. Go ahead and dump that shit on the table. Rip that box up. Throw it away, because today we're going to be talking about connections with the puzzle piece and everything. But while we're doing all that other stuff, gentlemen, make sure all my chat room dogs go ahead and get your notebooks. Get your notebooks, guys, because we have a lot to talk about. Get your notebooks out. Let's see what I got. hold you in the days for days as a paraphrase. The game to your mind, have your body sex crazed. Till my voice like a swimming pool that Susan puts your body in the mood. Dr. Kate and lovely ladies at the club while I groove higher, higher hands to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs, hypnotized by the game in my eyes. Try this mind candy and have you paralyzed. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Oh, shit. Who knows? It could be a one-night stand or we can have it all. Like I say, we're doing these mirror walls, right? Yeah. All right, anyway, let's get into the show, man. Guys, you got questions, go ahead and ask questions, man. We got you covered, man. This is what the show is all about. Yes, I want to make sure that I do just do the disclaimer, gentlemen. Everything that we talk about here on this show, gentlemen, is 100% original, 100% authentic. You're not going to hear this information from anywhere or anybody, because what we're doing is we're getting to the core of who you are. We are not here to talk about what you are on the surface, gentlemen. No. Damn, I'm just in the mood. We're nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. Where do I turn to? Shit, I'm the one. I'm just stopping. Okay. All right. So anyway. All right, so guys, what we're going to be talking about today is the depth of learning who you are and understanding that you are infinite as far as who you are, how you think, and also how you move. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on today's show. So guys, get your crayons out. Lines are open, gentlemen, if you want to call in. We're here for a few hours, and then we're going to move on to the show for tomorrow. So let's get into all that. But, gentlemen, what I want to talk to you guys about that are listening to me is that what I am trying to show all you young men out there is that there are levels to what and who you are. But the problem is that game is at the core of who you are. And this is why there are guys that say, you know, I have game. I think I got game. I'm good with women game. And yet they're having all the problems because of the level of thinking. Game is not clothes. Game is not shoes. Game is not nice watches. Game is not jewelry. Game is not clothes, cars. Game is not status. Game is not working out and being cock motherfucking diesel. Gentlemen, that is not game. That is not game, okay? You mentioned we have multiple versions of ourselves outside of ourselves. Yes, in the conversation class, yeah, there are versions of you that you have, and I will give you just a prime example. If you have the conversation class one, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I'll give you an example. Who you are right now is not who you are at work. See, that's your professional self. But see, you don't take your professional self and you're not professional at home. So whenever you're going to a certain place, you have a certain mindset of who you have to be for that mindset. So you can't talk to people like you talk to your boys when you're by yourself. But when you're at your job, excuse me, that is more like your professional self to answer your question. Guys, again, if you have a question, put a Q in there. I forgot to tell you, if you're texting a woman, you're having problems with a woman, put a T. If you have a W, put that in there. And if you are trying to stomp me, put an S, stomp me. Tell me something that a woman says and see if there's nothing that I can say about it, because I want to show you guys while we are live teaching game that I can spit game while I am teaching game. And we're going to be doing that pretty soon when I get that Oculus thing together. I've been doing a lot of editing. I got to do a lot of things. I just got so many things going on right now, but we are going to definitely get to that. Okay. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there that's listening, all you guys, I welcome all you guys that are listening. Everybody that's listening, please relax, get in, and pull up a chair, and please take notes and try to soak in the information. See, the reason now, see, the thing with so many young men out there, they want to have a what we call a starting point. They're always like, Steve, I want a starting point. I want to start with game and all this other stuff. How do I start? And see, what people don't know is that one must start with being honest with oneself and saying, I don't have game. See, the problem is so many guys, because they say they have game, if you look at what I'm showing you, excuse me, right, as they, oh, I'm sorry, right here. There you go. What you see right there, right? What you see right there, gentlemen, is part of the problems why a lot of you guys will never get game. Now, yes, I will give it to some of you. You are not the first arrow. You are not a surface dweller, meaning game is outside of you. But even below the surface, you still have not connected to game because, unfortunately, for a lot of guys, this may sound crazy, but you are rooted. Your roots are not attached to your core. Your roots are attached to the surface. I'm not good enough. She's pretty. How do I talk to her? Her hypergamous nature. I gotta stop jerking off. I'm a high value man. I'm on my purpose. I'm metal. I'm money, clothes, and status. A lot of you guys out there are rooted above ground. And this is why it's so hard to go deeper than you are, because not only, and this is very important for a lot of y'all guys to understand that I'm about to tell you, not only are a lot of you guys out there above ground in your thinking, you're actually tied into the core of somebody else, living their life, thinking the way they think, worrying about other men, asking about other men, having questions about why other men do things versus why you don't do them yourself. And so many of you guys out there have these issues. A lot of you guys have these problems. These are serious problems. And this is why it is so hard for people to learn game, because the information that a lot of you guys are getting is, you're taking in information, but yet you're not utilizing it. Because where you at in your level, you're fighting against yourself. All your life, gentlemen, but until you ran into real ones that had game, all your life, you have been creating this false, fake reality above yourself, because you said to yourself, I'm not good with women, I don't know how to express myself, I don't know how to talk, and I second guess myself at every turn. And everything you perceive, and everything that you experience is truly something you have clarity on above the surface. But it is so foggy. Your thoughts are just, when it comes to your core, your thoughts being the master of everything that you do, dominating who you are by dominating yourself. But gentlemen, it is hard to do that. Let me check the lines and questions. Dominate yourself. And I'm going to tell you why it's hard. It's hard. No. Okay, Goss, what I mean by, okay, I'm going to give you a term. A surface dweller is an individual that looks to another man to be his God, where he will follow another man's words, language, and rhetoric because he's worshiping that man and what he's saying as truth. So what I'm saying above ground is that he will look above ground. He will look for everything outside of himself. He'll dress the part. Because he thinks if I dress this way, it's going to get me women. Or if I dress this way, I'm going to be a man. He's the same person not only who dresses that way. He's the same individual that looks to cars. He believes what TV tells him about status. He watches programs where he thinks that I have to have status. I have to have the perfect house. I have to have the perfect car. I have to do certain things because I am being judged. I got to keep up with the Joneses. I got to please everybody. I got to make everybody happy. Above ground, this is what surface dwellings do. That's what they do. They always live above ground. But when it comes time to man the fuck up and when you're around a woman, when it comes time to navigate your life, when it comes time to express yourself, they're lost. Because their core and what they think they are is connected, like I'm showing you right here, it's connected above ground. They never look to themselves because what they see inside is ugly and miserable and short and bald and fat and poor and no car and all these things. So what they've trained themselves to do is run away from all what they think is bad inside of themselves and portray a role of being something that they're not. It's called kayfabe. That means they're trying to play a role, and then kind of like Lawrence Fishburne, Deep Undercover, they go so far undercover, i.e. like Tupac Shakur, they go so deep undercover, i.e. like a lot of these rappers who act like they're gangsters, and then they like hang out with like Martha Stewart. A lot of these individuals, they get caught up in what they actually believe in, and that's the lie. They kayfabe the role so bad that they truly actually think they're living that life, and that's not true. If you think there are two types of guys on the sidelines, guys watching, learning, and guys on the field, no, there's two guys. There is two guys. No. There's those that watch things happen. And those are the surface-dwelling bird watchers unique. The bird watchers, surface-dwelling. And then you got the surface-dwellers that wonder why things happen. Those are the guys that they surface-dwell and they ask a million questions. How can I get game? How can I improve my life? How can I get better at this and that? And yet they keep doing the same exact thing over and over again, trying to expect a different result. So those are the two guys that you have. But yes, there are two kinds of guys because they don't understand game. They don't know game. They don't know the depth of game and how it works and how it moves and everything. Shout out to those in Louisiana. K, Johnny, girl, woohoo, yes. Anyway, but what I'm saying is this to a lot of you guys out there is that the depth, okay? All right, the depth is very important. Student of the game, ask the question. I don't have to learn and follow a mentor and trust him blindly to a certain point, but what point? No. Okay. This is what y'all don't understand about mentors. I'm going to give you as what I'm doing to you as a prime example, and I'm going to give you what I had to do when I was 9. A mentor does not want you to be him because a mentor can see things in you that you don't even see in yourself. And his job is not to get you to mimic him, not to get you to parrot him, not to get you to be a clone of him. His job is to help you find you so you can guide yourself. And it kind of goes back into nature. See, a cub that turns into a lion is trained on how to be a lion. And once he's a lion, he must leave. He is no longer welcome there. And that's how it should be with game. Being a student, I'm 50, old as fuck, ugly as fuck, short as fuck. But I'm still learning the game. But I'm learning it all on my own because now I've understood a long time ago, but what I'm saying is a mentor, see, if you have somebody that's trying to push a cult mentality, then that's the problem, and that's what's going on above ground with everybody. It's a cult mentality. It's all it is. It's just follow the whatever is new right now, follow it and all the other stuff. So it's a cult mentality. Guys, I want to call and got the numbers. We continue talking about this. Lines are open. Let me catch this deep. Which is more important when it comes to what you want and the why or the how? Well, it's not about the want. The want is not. No, the why is always going to be important. Because once you can answer the why, it should be able to tell you don't do it because of the why. See, if you're in the game for women and that's why, because you want a piece of pussy, you'll never be a student of it. You'll never be a student of it. But if you're in the game to learn you and evolve you, then the game will bring you the pussy. It'll bring you the woman because you're paying homage and you're giving respect to something that doesn't really care about you, but it will give you and it will give back when you pay homage to it. That's why you always hear the real ones out there, don't cheat the game. Don't cheat the game. They always tell you, stop trying to cheat it by trying to take a roundabout way of trying to backdoor things. And it doesn't work that way. As I was saying before, like I was showing you guys that are watching right now and everything, the guys that are watching all this right now, I want to let y'all know, first off, I want to show you why it's important to see the map of what you're doing. Because in order for you to have clarity of what you're doing, you've got to actually see it. Because so many of you right now, again, you're rooted above the ground. You're rooted in somebody else's thought. And this is why everything is a blur. And there are some of you guys are rooted a little bit below the surface, but you're still doing things above the surface. Game is at the core. Game will always be at the core of everything. And as I said before, this is the problem. A lot of you guys ask a lot of surface-dwelling questions that are good questions. But can it stick above ground? No. Show me a flower that you can just put that motherfucker right above ground and just leave it alone. No. You got to find the right place to plant it. Then you've got to nurture that flower so it can become rooted. And you must root that thing and let those roots go below the surface. But go to a place where it connects. Thank you, T-Dog. TG, thank you very much. Appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you for the super chat. And that's what we're talking about today. And this is why the puzzles are so important. See, I'm the only one that is ever telling you this. Nobody else tells you this. And I'm not saying this to be different. I'm just showing you something. In order for me to get you to see a real reality, you have got to be able to start doing the first thing that you have never done, and that is really take these training wheels off. A lot of people don't take the training wheels off. And once you can take the mental training wheels off, it's going to be kind of scary because then you're going to need balance because you're not balanced right now. See, the balance that you have is reaction. The balance of I'm not good enough over here versus the worship of women over here will give you a balance, but that balance is not the balance that we want you guys to have for yourselves. But again, with a puzzle is when you dump the pieces, you always use the box as a guiding system where you're technically looking at the box first and doing the action, which is not game. That's the same thing. Looking at the woman, doing the action. Seeing her sipping some tea, doing the action. Seeing her walking over there, doing the action. Seeing her at the dance club or the bar, doing the action, okay? Doing the action, okay? A gas can lip one. Make sure you put a Q. Got to read, okay? I'm not answering anything if you don't put a Q there, all right? So please do that. Or if you're challenging me on an S, just put the letter. Remember, if you want to stomp me, put an S, okay? Just put it there so we would know where you're at, because you're not only teaching the classroom, but you're giving me an opportunity to explain myself better when you do it. Because I don't know, what would the motherfucking dean do when a female who wants to meet her friends, when the female wants to meet her friends? You mean when she wants me to meet her friends? What would a motherfucking dean do when a female wants to meet her friends? Meet her friends? Okay. I'm going to tell you guys something. The way you talk to a woman and the way you communicate, I always tell you, communicate, land, sea, air. You don't need space for this, but the way you communicate with women, they're going to talk about you. And they don't even mean to talk about you, but they're going to talk about you because you're very interesting. And there's a lot of women out there that have very boring lives. And they okay, you know some guys that who don't have game. You know guys who don't have game. But you know guys that don't have game will follow guys that have game and just listen to all their stories of conquering and winning and things. Well, a woman loves to talk to other women and really talk about things that are truly amazing to them. So when a woman begins to talk to her friends and everything about you, if you have game, what's going to happen is those women who are in relationships, they're dating, seeing, or doing something with somebody. And all of a sudden, you become their thought process to where they like. And again, women are smart enough to even trick their own friends. Let's meet this guy. Let's meet this guy. I can't tell you. I'll tell you a quick story real quick. Oh, wait, before I check the phone line, let me check the phone lines real quick before I tell you the quick story. Okay, lines are open. So quick story. I've always told you about this. Okay, when I used to be a mail clerk. Okay, and I was a mail clerk at Toyota. And I mean, so much ass, but that's not the point. So I'm a mail clerk. And the people would always talk to me about the things that I was doing to a point where one of the guys asked me to come to a get-together that I know nothing. I'm like, cool, you want me to roll? I'll roll. But what you understand is for months, he's been telling his wife all about me. Because, see, some guys just don't know how to talk to their wives and their girlfriends and all other stuff. So sometimes they think they make themselves look better by making someone look bad. So he thought he was making me look bad. But the information or my virus was getting my, hey, let's call it my COVID. My COVID was on her that she spread to her friends. So when there was confirmation of me going to that party, he told the girl, because, hey, the wife wanted to give me a piece of her mind because I'm treating women bad, but she goes and tells all of her friends. Remember that guy I told you about at my husband's job? He's coming to the get-together that they have. Some people out there, again, middle class and upper class people like have game night where they like fucking get together like on Friday or Saturday night, and they would just like either have a party gathering, Pictionary, and just it's just people. It's just weird. I don't even want to get into that stuff, but I showed up, but what happened was my virus was already out there. So I went, and all eyes on me because, see, what's weird is when you have game and people see you for the first time, they're just watching you. Bert, they're watching your every move. How does he grab a cup of water? Is that game in the water? Do I need to grab my water this way? And then it gets that deep. How does he move? How does he think? Why is he talking to that side of her versus this side? It was crazy. But by all means, I always love meeting the friends because the friends want to see what it's like. Are you the real deal? They want to watch you and see how you move, how you think. And what's so cool is that I go in there and I speak to people. I'm very cordial. I don't run around and say I have game. It's just now, when I get around women and stuff, they just ask a million questions, and they want to keep pushing. So I can go on and on about that and how a few of them backdoored their friend. Well, they really backdoored the wife because I wasn't trying to smash the wife, but they backdoored the wife who was kind of interested in me, and I smashed them, and then they went back to the wife, and it's just layers of that. But, yes, absolutely. Do you go? Absolutely. You absolutely go. If a woman wants you to go, go. I have no problem meeting the friends and everything. I'm just chill. Matter of fact, I just chill out, man. I don't do much. And it's like they're just watching me. It's like you're an alien and you just landed and they're just watching your every move. What is he going to do next? And all I'm doing is just chilling out. And then when a woman comes to talk to me and we engage in a conversation, they're like, why is she laughing and why is she giggling and why is she having a good time? What is he saying to her? And all I'm doing is talking to her. And then people get upset, mad, jealous. So it's all that stuff. How do we get started with the puzzle pieces? Can you give me a quick breakdown? I have several. Well, just that's where you fail because you don't get the. I already told you what to do. Get your puzzle pieces. I told you to do. Get the puzzle pieces, dump it. Get the puzzle pieces, dump it, and begin to put them together. How should a man with no sexual experience respond to a woman who asks about his sexual experience if he's a virgin? Well, okay, listen. My friend, we are, and all of us come into the game as virgins. We do. Man, I can tell you a million times where, man, I'm not getting into it. I go over girls' houses, talk shit. She unbuttons my shirt, I get scared. I mean, I've had several. This is when I wasn't fucking. Now, I was doing things because, thank God, if you have a sister and you never experienced slumber parties, oh, man, they just use you. Just like you're I don't know, it's just like they touch you and kiss you and rub you, and they use you to practice, like, tongue kiss. It's just, God, it's this old story, but it's a beautiful thing. But I'm still a virgin, right? So, again, I didn't know anything about sex, but I had to learn sex through the creation of what I would do in that moment if I'm having it. Now, a woman is going to realize, young man, that you don't have experience. And here's a good thing, young man. Even guys who get pussy are going to show their very experience because they put too much weight into the woman. But see, what I learned from my mentors, because I had one mentor and then the older chick that, like, just, like, fucked the shit out of me and everything. But what I learned was that is the only time that service is very important. My 1, 2, and 3 only jobs are nothing but customer service, making her feel sexy. I had to learn how to make her feel sexy. I had to learn how to touch her without touching her. I had to learn how to use my words with my actions to make her wet. I had to learn about her body and how to break it down if I'm touching her with her clothes on, touching her without her clothes, or doing it over a telephone, or writing a note or whatever the fuck. But it's very deep, young man, okay? But if a woman asks you about your sexual experience and stuff like that, and you feel that you don't want to discuss it, you don't have to, but she already knows you don't have experience. And listen, if you got to, you remember they always say the saying, if you got to ask, you can't afford it. If you got to have to ask, you can't afford it. So if she's asking you, she knows you don't have experience, and she just wants confirmation from you to see if you have the experience, young man. That's all I'm saying. But what I learned and what I love so much, and I can't wait, guys, I can't wait till the sex membership is going to drop after the book, but I can't, we'll start with, because the sex membership, man, I can't wait to show you the breakdown. Oh, man. Oh, it's just not even fair. Jesus, I can't wait. But what I had to do at a young age, I had to realize that don't be like everybody else and never go after the pussy between her legs. Never pander for it. And I guess I was pandering for it when I was like 8 and stuff like that because of the things that I was doing. You know, I was getting kisses and feeling, I guess they call it bases, you know, going to first base, second base, you know, third, never, not a home run, was kind of like pandering to the woman because I did not know what I did not know. And I knew I was doing it wrong, but once I learned how to do it right, I then, one route started to hit that third level that you see at the bottom. And I started to understand something. And I started to sit back and I started to realize how women operate. And I had to then come to the understanding that they don't operate like us. They don't operate like us, but I learned something great. Because one thing I learned from my mentor was he was never fucking. And I was like, wait a second. You have all these women. You got to be fucking them. He's like, no, motherfucking bitch. I don't fuck women. You fuck me. I'm like, what the fuck is that about? What do you mean they fuck you? Isn't it fucking? No, it's, you say, young man, look, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different ball game. Gentlemen, listen, I know you want pussy and you want to smash. And I know that you actually think that if you get some, that it's the best. No, no. Gentlemen, you don't understand a woman that wants to fuck you. Oh, my God. It's you're moving. I always say you're moving fucking furniture. That's the level I'm trying to get you on, and that's the level I started to see. See, I don't look at the woman as someone I want to fuck because sexy is something that I determine. But I look at her as, you know what, I'm not going to backdoor, dupe, lie, or mislead her at all. What you see is actually what you get. And that's the thing that's going to throw them off because then you remember I always told you you're not used to someone going straight at them. But by going straight at them and just talking, I mean, you don't have to push it. See, y'all guys think you've got to push it. But see, that's where the puzzle pieces come in at. They teach you not to push. You don't push it with somebody. Always remember, they don't trust us. They don't trust any of us. And if she doesn't trust me, it's cool. I'm fine with it if she doesn't trust me. I don't want her to trust me. What I want her to do is I want her to see the value in me where trust is built from her. Remember, I always tell you guys, which y'all understand is when I communicate with a woman, I'm not communicating with her first. That's why I learned how to communicate with myself first. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. What if you're dealing with somebody who has always been told how to communicate, where you guys are, please go out with me. Please message me. Please talk to me. Please do this and do that, where you force her to communicate. See, a woman that is forcibly feeling like she has to communicate with you, and I'm saying communicate to you with you and her versus the communication she's got to have with herself. See, if there is no trust, there is no communication. But, gentlemen, one thing I've always said to you guys out there is that when there is no trust, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get pussy. I never said that. But this is where the puzzle pieces come in at, because you must learn patience. Patience is very vital in this. Experience comes with patience. You don't have to, guys, you don't have to rush it. I know a lot of you guys feel like you have to rush it, but unfortunately, this is what is hurting you with your mind, okay? Everything, gentlemen, in your lopsided world of reaction and being a surface level begins with your thought. And for so many of you guys out there, you may think that you're what you believe and your feelings, okay, are really independent of your thought. They're not independent of your thought. They're really independent of you. Because as I said before, and I showed you before, you're always fighting against yourself. And this has nothing to do with the woman. It's just one part of you wants to talk to women and wants ass and things. And then the other part of you doesn't feel that you're even worth the woman's time, which is just, I don't understand. You're not in touch with yourself, gentlemen. And whatever theater that you're in, it's just not you. And this applies to your emotions and your feelings. Whatever something goes wrong in your life or something happens to you, you feel that the world is against you and things like that. And this is not being a student of the game. Tyler, I will play that shit in 1 second, Tyler. You're just not a student of the game. And that's the important thing that I'm trying to show you guys. Let me check the phones real quick before I play. I can see Tyler sent me a message. Tyler's a good student. Tyler grabs, all right? All right. Listen. Make sure you put a question there. Please follow instructions. But I do want to say this to you, young man. I do want to say this to you. It's a waste of time to you. If I was you, I wouldn't do it. This is, gentlemen, this is, if you ever want to know what judgment number 6 is, this is it right here. And this is why this guy will never, ever win with women. because of this judgment. He's saying online dating is a waste of time. He is judging the outside world in his eyes, thinking that it is a waste of time. But see, he, again, where do you think he's at? I'm sorry, he's all the way up here. Oh, wait, let me get over that way. Yeah, there you go. He's right here, somewhere right in there. And you can tell a surface dweller by how surface dwellers speak. Either he followed somebody that told him online dating was wrong, or because he has no sense of self, he's using that as an excuse. But this is why, my brother, you're right, it is a waste of time for you, because as weak as you are, if you are online, the women are going to eat your ass up. And it's good that you're not. I think it's a good thing you're not online, because you would get ate the fuck up. But you're asking me, do I think online dating? No, listen. I'm not a waste of time. So wherever I go will never be a waste of my time. I don't care if she's online, offline, in another city, another state, another country, or another motherfucking planet. I'm always going to be the same person. I'm never going to change what the fuck I am, because and that's what I teach my guys, to communicate you sand, air, water. I can fit anywhere and do the same damage anywhere, because unlike you that just want some ass, I want the invite. That's all I want. That's all I want. Invite me in. Just invite me in. That's all I want. That's all I want. And that's the beautiful thing about game that I'm trying to show you. But let me grab this other question, guys. I want to call in. The lines are open and we are breaking down game. Steve, I hear you talk about the woman usually brings us sex first with you. I've always had to be direct, and it never leads to that. You're doing a lot of things wrong. You're doing a lot of things wrong. Let me show you. Again, I'm going to use Tyler. This isn't coming. Let me pause it real quick. This is not coming from me, but I'm going to show you what a student is when you're a student of the game. This is the lifestyle. This is how it is. All right, Tyler, let me play this real quick for you, caller. March 9th. Okay, it was March 9th. Oh, here we go, Tyler. Listen, this is.
I just got out of the shower. Got home. I was able to unpack everything, get everything kind of somewhat organized in this small little space that I have. But just thinking about you, seeing you in the shower the other day was so nice. And to be in there with you soon, hopefully will happen, to have you suds me all up. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello. I'm thinking about you. And so excited for the time we get to be together again. And I want to do everything that you put me up to. I think I'm up for the challenge. So take care, babe.
So as I'm saying, let me stop that real quick. So let me get back to the music and shit. I'll get back to the music. So caller, what do you think the difference between Tyler and you are? Not too much of a difference. Y'all both guys. But the thing is, Tyler learned game from a master motherfucker, me. Because this is how my lifestyle and men like me, this is the lifestyle we live. Where women see value in us, not by our clothes or our shoes, but how we make them feel when they're not around us. It's not, let me scoop my ass up in my chair. It's not about what she is when she's with me. What impact do I have on her when she's not with me? And I know you're new to this, so I know you don't have your wine above your bed. I know you don't have your shower lights. I know you don't have your easel. Hell, I know you don't even have your puzzle set, so it's okay. But you don't understand how cold the game is over here. I got something in my eye. I try to tell you guys all the time that the reason why a woman is not going to bring sex up first is because, please understand this, when these women talk to you guys, they know you're thirsty. They know you're desperate. And they know, listen, why should I reach out to somebody when I can just snap my fucking fingers and he'll come crawling back to me and trying to beg for this pussy? And this is how a lot of women think about you guys, that a lot of you guys out here just don't have game and all this stuff, right? Okay. Because see, the problem is you're talking to the woman first, and that's your problem, but you're not talking to yourself. And like I said before, not only are you not talking to the woman first, as I stated before, and the only one stated is you're not even doing your don'ts. You haven't even looked over your don'ts before you even do your do's. And when you have game, young man, you're going to do a quick check. And this is your maintenance man. Remember, yeah, this is something new. We ain't going to talk much about it. It's in the book. But your maintenance man has to do the checks. There's got to be maintenance checks on you to make sure there are things you don't do before you do. And we talked about a few of those things, you know. Giving up on your first failure. Don't do that. Don't make the same mistakes over again. Don't fear taking calculated risks. Don't shy away from change. Don't give away your power. Don't be thirsty. Don't be needy. Don't be desperate. Don't knock yourself down. Don't belittle yourself down. So if you can, and man, this is communicate. I'm just showing you how deep it is. You don't even know that you have a bunch of don'ts that you must go over, young man, before you even do any do's. So because you don't do the don'ts become the do's. You do give up time. You do beg. You do pander. You do worship because you don't understand the don'ts first, and your don'ts then become do's. And then when you interact with the woman, you can't interact with yourself because you've already rooted yourself above ground. And let me tell you something. Women cream for men that can not only go below the surface here with them, but they can show them that the last thought that they have, whether it was a sexual thought or not, they can take that thought and have her see more things in herself. The more things she sees in herself, the different type of feelings she gets, because it's a self-discovery. Once she self-discovers herself, she's going to be more loyal to the man that is able to show her. And remember I told you, educate or elevate. But see, again, this is how deep it is, because I'm just saying, it's a great question you're asking, my brother, but these are the reasons why you're going wrong. You're not even, they got everything I said, you're not even doing. So that's why you're going wrong, because you're not making it about you, because you don't know how to make it about you. Then you're making it about the woman. Okay. You can't, dog, don't even try. Excuse me. 1359. Listen, I got good news for you. I got good news and bad news. I guess I got to give you the good news first. Huh? Good news. Hey, my brother. Brother, hey, there is, hold on, let me see something. Wait, where is it at? Hold on a second. I think someone asked me a question. I want to tell you, hold on, let me see something. There's good news and bad news. And I will share that with you. One second. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. Lines are open. But I want to give you some good news. The good news is, my brother, is that you, my friend, are, without a shadow of a doubt, you're giving her a virus. And you don't even understand it. You're doing it. You, my friend, just don't understand the virus that you're giving her, okay? You're giving her, because you're asking me, how can you give her a virus? Well, I'm telling you right now, you're giving her a virus. But the virus you're giving her is a man that cannot fuck, is a man that's scared of pussy, is a man, the virus that you have no experience, the virus of you're thirsty, the virus that you're desperate, needy, and creepy. The virus is that you're not transparent. You're a huge fog because you are not a critical thinker. You send her the virus from your surface dwelling that you cannot send clear, concise messages. Your virus that you're giving her says that you do not focus on results. You don't get things done. You don't act decisively. You don't take ownership of anything. You are scary ass. And you won't take risks. So, my friend, don't get it wrong. You are infecting her. Don't think you're not. Every one of you surface dwellers are infecting the woman with the same virus that makes her say that I'm going to use this sucker for food or I'm just going to throw him away. So, good. Congratulations. You are giving her a virus. Okay? So that's the beautiful thing about it. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, that no. Gang. We're not pimps. We're not players. We're not ballers, sharp collars, and whatever society has got you thinking. We're just men. And you do not or cannot overstand qualities because your qualities are tied into a player and a fucking pimp. And that's where you're going wrong. You ain't ready for this yet, dog. You ain't ready for this. A lot of you are not yourself ready. Because y'all don't believe in yourselves. You want to kayfabe it and be something that you're not. Because when you have game, you reprogram the mind. Not by saying, I want you to do this and I want you to be that. You reprogram the mind with your experiences. I see a woman, I put my bid in. That's the experience. Even if she tells me she has a boyfriend, she's not interested in me. I've already started the process of reprogramming my mind by doing what I fucking go after. I don't look at the end result. You know, there's something I showed a client today. I will give y'all a sample of it. Let me show y'all something. Wait, hey, come closer. Let me show y'all a little something. Let me find a piece of paper. Show y'all how deep game is. This is why I showed the client. I showed him this right here. I'm not going to get too into it because we got to get coaching for this, but I'm going to show you how this right here is something similar that can just restructure how you move. Now, we were talking about our bid. Now, I always love to give guys bids, personal bids, but also help them to see the depth in the bid. Now, your bid, when you learn it, it'll be 1, 2, 3 steps. That's all you got to do. Okay, that's to me. That's you hitting 1, 2, 3, C spot, run. Okay? But once you get the coaching, you'll learn a little bit more because what you don't know, and once you get the coaching, we'll discuss more of this. See, you're okay. Hold on. Just look at it like this. There are above ground moves, and this is your bid, but there's also below ground moves that connect, that intertwine. Can't talk to you. This is only for my, hey, when y'all want to learn about your bid, we'll go over that and break that down. But I just want to give you a sample. This is all motherfuckers that have game, dude. This is it right here. It's not complicated. It looks complicated, but oh, man. This shit here, easy. But anyway, so what I'm saying to you is that, let me grab this real quick because y'all don't know what I'm talking about. So if I am following 1, 2, and 3 and doing 1, 2, and 3 correctly, right? If I'm doing 1, 2, and 3 correctly, then I am learning from the experience. I am making a shift in my mind based off of the action and not the result. Based off the action and not the result. And when you base your game off of reaction, you're not going to win. When you change it to make it more about thought versus the end result is where the shift happens. But see, but the shift has to happen below. See, y'all are making too many shifts above ground. That's why it's not happening. Because let's look at, I'm sorry, right here. Let's look at the above ground shifts that you have, the above ground shifts, okay? You shift from metal to purpose. Then you shift from purpose to going your own way. Then you shift from going your own way to money, cars, and status. And then you shift from money, cars, and status to no fat. And now, oh, I never forget hypergamy in there, that shift. And then you also shift from that to female nature. And then the next shift that y'all have is single value, high value man. So all of the shifts that you're making are above ground. They're not below. And this is why, see, when you communicate with yourself, this is why you can't come up with an answer. This is why you don't know what to say. This is why you don't know what to do. This is why you don't know how to move. But see, this is where the mentor comes in at, to show you how to move in these, what you may call difficult times. They're not difficult times. But you think that because you see, you know, there used to be a saying for all you young guys out here. You know, a lot of you young men don't remember the internet when it first started. But there was this saying that used to go around the internet that if it's on the internet, it's true. Yep. Even back in the 90s when AOL and Yahoo Chat started in the 90s, around 96, 95, 96, somewhere around there, a lot of you guys actually believed that it was the room that if you see it on the internet, it's true. And that's why you're going through all the above ground shifts, because you're waiting. It's like you're waiting. You're waiting in line for the next drug. Dude, come on, man. In the email here, look. Wait. Email me at themanmindset@gmail.com. I'm going to post it up for you. Time's wasting. I know you're desperate and waiting. Email me right here. There you go. Send me an email with a text message. Let me see if I can help you out of this shit. Send me that text message. All right, dog. There you go. There you go. Incognito. There it is. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Send that, okay? Send it, okay? But gentlemen, thank you very much for posting that. Thank you very much. That's just send that shit. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Just send that shit, and I'll help you out. But what I'm saying is that you guys are always looking for a shift. And here's the worst part about it: You have trained your above self, above the ground, to wait in line and wait for the next person to come up with the next word to use to keep pushing you on. And then you always wonder, well, then why am I not getting women and why do I have problems with women and all this other stuff? Because you're not below the surface, gentlemen. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. We appreciate the guys that are in. Shout out to everybody that's listening. I want to say thank you for listening. Oh, shit, it's that time. Man, my timing is good. Gentlemen, real quick, all my dogs out there, real quick, everybody listen to me. You know what time it is. Just take one moment. I always do this. I'm the only one that does this on the internet. There's nobody doing this, guys. There's nobody doing it but me. Gentlemen, I'm telling you to go into the dojo in your mind. All my guys, listen to me. Go into the dojo in your mind. I'm going to take a real quick second break because I always want you guys to think like man, like men, and how men talk and behave by reading your creed. And we are going to do this together. Read after me, gentlemen. Come on, let's do it. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man, gentlemen. I do not fail, gentlemen. Not at all. I learn. I will stay true to myself. And I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And gentlemen, if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. Just wanted to say that to y'all guys real quick as we are chopping this up. Cognito, let me know when you send it, and I'll check it out. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered. Welcoming all y'all to the show. If y'all are joining us, we are breaking down game of how the process and all this stuff works. When you have the process, you win, man. Nothing yet. Nothing yet from Incognito. All right. So once we get that from Incognito, we'll read it. Cognito, you just got to let me know when you send it, and I got you, okay? But, yeah, guys, y'all want to call in, please call in with your thoughts or questions, 563-999-3056. Gentlemen, do that right now. We appreciate you guys. Put a Q if you have any questions. We are chopping it up, but I'm trying to let you guys understand of why this goes wrong for a lot of you guys, man. See, the only way – see, most of y'all don't understand that y'all think game is making a pickup line or – walking up to a woman and saying something to her. No, that is not it, man. What you don't understand, and this is above the surface, and this is the problem, above the surface, you have a core of beliefs, okay? But there's the problem because it's above the surface and it's not cored in you. All of your quote-unquote assumptions, women ain't shit. Women are for the streets. Single mothers are terrible. Don't get married or she'll take your money. Don't have kids. Don't get married. Don't be with women. Women are awful. If you mess with a woman, her head would spin around and green stuff would come out. Don't mess with a woman because if she gets hold of you, she'll put some evil spell on you and you'll be her bitch. I mean, y'all just come on. I'm just making shit up. But what I'm saying is, all of these things, when you're above the above ground, you really think that that is truth. But what I'm going to shock you guys, it is truth. It's just your truth. It's not the truth. It's your truth. So because it is your truth and not the truth, that's what you're riding on, and that's your core. That's your operating system on how you are moving for yourself. And you're moving off of a lie that you have created for yourself as what? Truth. You think it's actually truth. But then if you take the lies on top of the lies, as in your stories that you tell yourself about who you are, all these things make up why you're having trouble. Some of you guys, remember, some of you guys are judgment number one, judging yourself. Some of you guys are one and two, judging women. Some of you guys, one, two, and three, judging what you got to be for the woman. Four and five are about men, and six are the outside world. So think about all the lies, your truth, that is not the truth. And when somebody tells you that you're going to mess up, if you're messing with a woman that has a child with somebody or something, that's the worst thing to do. But I always tell you, don't make it about the child. No one told you to. Who told you to throw a ball with that little boy? Who told you to have tea parties with that little girl? Because you said, well, in order for me to get sleep with her, I need to show her I could be a family man. Come on, little Day-Day, let's throw the football. Come on, little Roger, let's throw a baseball. Hey, Tamika, let's play Barbie dolls. Hey, Julie, let's play tea sets and all that stupid shit. Nobody told you to do that shit, but you did it. Then what you did was you made a whole shift. That woman just wanted to fuck. But because of that, you being that lie and that shift, she's not looking at you as a fuck anymore. She's saying, wow, this guy has potential to probably be a husband. So you know what? Well, throw that pussy off the table. Now I must show him that he must prove himself to me. And y'all don't even see y'all all fucking up. But remember, it is your truth versus the truth. 640, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? Oh, wait. Did I open you up? Let me open you up at 640. Sorry, I had to turn this off. 604, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Uncle Teddy. All right. So I got a Tinder chick. And
yes.
She said, I noticed your profile. You said you know what you're looking for in a woman. Can I ask what this is? So my response is I'm setting up the date. Here, let's set up the date.
No.
So I could tell
you're
you.
You're not even following the steps to connect these. Why? Okay. If a woman asks you Eddie, listen to me. How many times do I tell you, my brother? I say it all the time. Eddie, when you are making statements and a woman questions your statement and you run away from the statement, what are you telling the woman? What are you telling the woman, Eddie?
Yes, God, yeah.
That you're just making shit up. That's you're lying to her.
But don't I want to?
Yes, but remember, you can still do. Remember, you get to your four several different ways. You can tie your answer in. I'm gonna show you how cold game is.
But that's what I was doing.
Eddie,
I was like,
no, you didn't do that. Tell me what you told her. What did you say?
I didn't say anything yet.
Okay, what do you want to say? Tell me what you want to say.
I'm planning to set up the date so I could tell her.
Tell me what you're going to say, Eddie. Answer the question.
Okay.
What are you saying to her?
Okay. Let's set up a date at Starbucks.
No. You know, this is what I'm talking about, Eddie. You're not look. We got to get code. You're not following this. You're not following this, Eddie. Listen. You're following the script, but you're not looking. Okay, remember. You follow the script, yes. But don't you realize you can answer the question and still stay on script? What did she ask you? What's the question she asked you?
She said, I noticed in your profile, you said you know what you're looking for in a woman. Can I ask what that is?
Right. So she's asking what that is. I don't kiss and tell. I don't kiss and tell about what I'm looking for because that wouldn't be fair to tell you what I'm looking for because I just want to see with my own eyes what I'm looking for. So why don't we do this? I am free Friday at 1 o'clock. I'm free Saturday at 2 o'clock. I'm free Sunday at this time. Why don't we go here so I can see what's behind that smile, because after looking at your photo, it got my curiosity. After reading your profile, that got my attention. Now I want to see what's behind that smile. So then going back to with that again, another one, reinforcing the reinforcer, it will give me the opportunity to see if you're that person. You know what I just did, Eddie? Mark that and use that, of course. Eddie, not only did I answer her question, but I led her to my four. The next step, you're right. Listen, you're right about setting up the date. Yes, but you're not. You're looking at the four as 2 plus 2. You're not looking at 3 plus 1. You're not looking at 16 divided by 4. You're not looking at 34 minus 30. You're not looking at the different ways you can get to your 4. You're just saying she said something, so fuck what she says. I'm going to set the date versus taking what, remember, this is what, remember the branch. We take what they say to drive them where we want them to go. You can answer the question and still stand on your square and move her towards your 4, just like I just showed you. Because you want to know what? I told her the why. And then I led her and told her what I'm expecting of her. I'm not going to answer that question right now. I want to see you. You said, I want to see you. Come on, Ed. You're complicated just a little too much, brother.
Okay. No, I got you. Yeah. Once you told me that, I'm like, I can't tell you the answer, but I was trying to find a way to, you know, go towards my 4, but not answer the answer.
No. Eddie. You're going towards your 4, yes. Okay, you're going towards your 4, yes. But let me show you why you were kind of like doing a 5 instead of a 4.
Yeah.
If a woman asks you a simple question like that and you ignore her and go forward, you've already lost her, because that's showing her that you can't even answer a simple question because she's questioning what you're saying. She questioned what you said. You said, fuck what you're saying. I'm just going to keep pushing my agenda. Remember, what's sexy in a man is listening. You've got to listen. You've got to listen to what she's saying. Because most of them don't listen, Eddie. Most of them don't listen. I'm saying listen. And when you listen, you can take information. You already have the texting toolkit. You put that shit through your branch, and there you have it. But, Ed, I got something new for you right here on this side. I'm going to show you something new, man.
What's up? What's up?
I can't show you that. I'm going to show you when you get to coach. I'm going to show you something new. I'm going to show you something brand new. But what I'm saying to this, Eddie, what I'm saying to you, Eddie, is that did good about going towards your 2. But the problem is you went towards your 2 and not listening at the 1.5 or the 1A or the 2 circle or the 1 square. You see what I'm saying? You just want to see what you want to do, but you're not listening to the person. The person is not saying, listen, she's asking you a question. Because what you said, profile we have for you, is that she's intrigued by what you're saying because you're not saying, hi, my name is Eddie. I'm a Pisces, and I like to work out. I like to take long walks, and I like to judo chop on Saturday, and I like to go fishing, and I'm a klutz, and I'm an idiot sometimes. And you didn't say none of that shit. You stood out. You stood out so great for the profile we created for you that when she read it, she had no choice but to say, is this guy real? Let me ask him, what is it about what he's – wow, I've never met a man that confident in his words. Is he really that guy? You see what I'm saying, Ed?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, man. Go ahead and hang up. Let me go ahead and read. Let me see if I got Cognito. Okay, Cognito. I got you, Cognito. I got you. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Red. I got you. Thank you, Red. Appreciate it. All right, let's see Cognito. All right, I want to make sure I got all this deleted before we show everybody Cognito. All right, let's look it over. All right. You already, Cognito, let's look at this. Why did you join him? Why are you asking a woman why she joined? Strike one. All right. Well, I was off the dating apps for a while because I was meeting anyone, connecting, da-da-da-da-da. All right, ha-ha-ha. She said, what about you? Interesting. Wasn't connecting with in that regard. I'm seeing women out there connecting with different people, exploring. I don't understand y'all guys, man. I just, where's my pen? I just. I'll put the music on. Hold on. I'll put the music on. Excuse my writing. Let me pop the music on before we continue reading this shit. Okay. Hell, even to make y'all laugh, this is how I used to make my dogs when I was a little kid and shit, so don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. That's my dog. See, spot run. Y'all are you? Why are you incognito allowing a woman to lead you in conversation? Let's go back. Let's look at this shit. I got you, incognito. You already fucked up. You already fucked up. But let's keep reading this shit. Here we go. Let's keep going. So he said all that. He failed right here, everybody. But let's keep going on to the next thing he says. Okay. I didn't need any chemistry or attention with anyone. Emotionally. Hey, see that right there? That word right there. Wait, where is it at? That word, emotionally. Okay. So let's say, all right. She's saying, I guess more blah, 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 emotionally. Okay. Now, guys, all right now, incognito. This can be your cleanup. I didn't read the next part. We'll all read it together. Oh, shit, I dropped my phone. Incognito, why are you failing us? Why are you fucking up with that shit? Let me grab my phone.
From the book, Grassology. Keep eating grass, you weak bitch, while we eat meat. Grassology rule one. A woman isn't gonna fuck with a man whose pussy is tighter than hers. Guys, this means if you're wimpy, scared, have no confidence, or you just can't lead her, she's going to make you her bitch. Why? Because a woman doesn't want to date herself.
I don't understand you surface dwellers, incognito. Let's look at this shit. All right, gentlemen, let's look at it. All right, you say, I'm looking just... All right, look at this. Look at this shit. I'm not looking for friends. I don't do that. Unfortunately, however, what I like to know about a woman is what intrigues her mentally, what excites her emotionally, and what attracts her physically, and that's all I meant by a more intimate way. So you think someone who is outgoing, confident, can carry on a good conversation and have fun? I'm not sure if that's a trait or just a vibe, though. Yes, I do know what you mean. You're looking at the whole person, and you want to get know more about where the person is. That makes sense. A bit of both mostly sounds like a vibe. Yeah, basically, just being naturally comfortable with the person, it does make sense. I'll make sure this is the only question. Wait, did we get it all? Jesus Christ. What do you want? What is your question, incognito? What is your question, incognito? I have been teaching for over 35 years. I think like 1986, but I wasn't really getting paid. I guess I get a little bucks here and there, but in the 80s, dog. It started in the fucking 80s by teaching. So, because I was doing it in high school. So, incognito, what is your question? What is your question, Incognito? I posted it, but what is your question? Where is he? I'm trying to see what his question is. Did he ask a question? Ask your question. Let me know. Lines are open, guys. Y'all want to call in. Lines are open. What is your question? This is terrible. Guys, this is what I keep telling y'all. Where he's not setting up the date. He's just mimicking what she's saying. Nobody ever say anything about being, why the fuck would you tell a woman you don't want to be friends? I mean, you sound like you just see, this is why y'all lose. But Incognito, what is your question? Let me see if you asked a question in the help on text messages. I can't help you because you've already fucked it up. What I would say to you, Incognito, to try to clean up this shit that you wrote is I would just fucking do what men do and set up the date. I can tell you more about that on our date. I'm free Saturday at 1 o'clock. Let's go to the lake, spread your ass cheeks. Let's go get some coffee or tea on the corner of, you know, your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. Let's go there. Or let's, if it's cold where you're at, let's go get some cocoa or wine on the corner of my dick in your forehead, my balls in your mouth. These are the only places you can take her. But you've already fucked up because you didn't lead her. You didn't lead her. She controlled the whole conversation. As soon as you asked her this shit right here, why did you join? Why the fuck do you care? That's your pickup line? That's your make her wet line? So image for a second, Alyssa Burst, list out a bunch of personality traits, what he's saying. What type of person you feel that you want to start a spark with chemistry? Look at this stupid shit. I mean, my God, you're not even leading her. And look who's controlling the thing. You're not even telling her anything. This is why y'all lose at surface dwellers, because you cheat the game. You're not even leading her, man. Rule of Jill Scott. It will never stop. The rule.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, mm-hmm. then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. The rule of Jill Scott. Are you telling her what to do, or is she controlling the conversation? Why would she date someone that's not controlling? Why would she date someone who cannot lead her where he wants to go? I just don't understand you surface dwellers, man. Why are you just talking to talk? What is the purpose of talking to her like that for? What the fuck do you get out of that? All my guys out there, all 142, all my dogs out there, listen. Don't ever ask a woman why she joined an app. 1212. He's not on his fixed four. He's taking a fix and making it a flexible, and this is where he's fucking up. But hey, nut the fuck up and set up the date. Why are you waiting? Exactly. Zach, guys, I got a question. Go ahead and give me a question. If y'all want to call in, the lines are open. This is Dean. So, man, mindset class is in session. We're breaking down game to you like nobody else breaks it down. But, and this is the problem. Your truth, I was talking about your truth is not the truth. And everything that you believe, you protect. Even the part of you that says you're not good enough, you protect. Remember we talked about the prisoner and the warden a few nights ago. You protect those things. But you choose not to reprogram the way you think because you are walking on fucking eggshells, Cognito. You acting scary, man. Yeah, it is flying over his head. You never ask a woman why she's joined a dating app. It's a dating app. So why do you think she's there? She's there to date somebody. That's why she's there. But, Cognito, here's the problem. Even if you do your 1, 2, 3 steps that you haven't done, I want to tell you what your problem is. And I showed you a few minutes ago. Look at this. I want you to see something. Just because, now you remember you didn't do this, but I'm going to show you. Let's look at A, B, and C for a second. And why do I show you A, B, and C? Because A, B, and C is its own list of, its own list of 1, 2, and 3. And then C is its list of own 1, 2, and 3. Its own set of 4s. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to make it in this game because you're not leading her to the next 4. You're trying to beat around the bush and try to be friends with her or get her to like you or something, man. That's not the game. The game will always be about how you communicate with yourself. Gentlemen, 309, let me get you, brother. What's up? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Dean? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm good. This is Tiago from the chat room, TG. I asked you the question about the why and the how.
I asked you a question. What's up?
Yeah. So my question now is that what is the process for changing your why when you figured out that your why was wrong?
Okay, give me an example.
For example, today I was scribing and I had a boardroom meeting with myself and I was looking deep inside myself.
Hmm?
And I figured out that the why for one of the goals that I had was because of women. Well, one of the reasons was because of women. And that's the
right.
reason why I couldn't stay consistent with it. And
right.
I want to change that. I want the why for it to be because of me, for me. I want to have this goal is for me. So what is the process of changing the why?
Well, by changing.
Is it just like looking to yourself?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
I told you already. Remember, the experience changes the why. So it changes the why. So think of it like this. When you have scribed your bid and learned your bid, right?
Yeah.
You're looking to your bid and not the woman, that will be a new experience. When you go to your film room later on that night and go over the experience, you'll be able to see that, okay, where did I move right versus where I moved wrong? Nothing about her. Where did you move right versus where you moved wrong? But it's the experience. It's not the end result. See, when you make it about the woman, you make it about the end result. That's why you're caught on the end result. But when you make it about yourself, you're the experience. You're going to give her an experience. What you're doing is an experience. But it's not an end result. It's just an experience. I keep saying, one word of one sentence and one paragraph of one page of one chapter of one book. It's one thing. It's not everything. It's one thing. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, that's deep. That's deep.
Well, I'm not trying to get deep. I'm just trying to be real with you. So what I'm saying is that I understand you're trying to make the shift from women. But let me show you how you'll know if you're making a shift or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at the end result versus the experience of doing what the fuck you want to do. That's it. If you see a woman and you're worried about rejection, then who are you making it about? You or the woman? And if you're making it about the woman, you fail.
Yeah.
See, this is not complicated. I don't want you to think it's complicated.
Okay. No, it's not. It's simple, but it's deep. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's simple. Look, the depth, game, core. Okay. So let's walk you through something. Okay. Peep game. Okay. You're walking. You're brushing your teeth. You're doing your thing, and I'm glad you're fucking with your boardroom. You have a thought. When I see a woman, this is what I'm going to say. I know why I'm going to say it, blah, 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 blah. You already have your scribe down, right? You already scribed it, right?
Yeah.
What is your next step after you scribe it? What is your next step? You tell me. What are you supposed to do after you scribe it?
You're going to rehearse it.
Mm-mm. You can't rehearse something you don't trust yet. That's why you fuck it up. See, all right, listen, let me get deep with you.
So you're going to ask yourself the why then?
No, wait. Let me show you something.
Yeah.
What you just said, I want to show you, is why a lot of guys mess up. You're rehearsing why you shouldn't do it. And that's the problem, because you've never marketed it to yourself so you can believe in it. See, when a lot of guys say, I'm going to talk to women, and they practice talking to women, and then they see a woman and it doesn't work out, it's not supposed to work out, because you can't rehearse something you don't believe in. But if you rehearse something you just think about, it's not going to come off right or authentic. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you rehearse it to yourself.
Wait. You're rehearsing it to yourself is the fourth step, sir. See, you're going step one right to four. You're missing step two and step three. You say you're gonna do X, okay? Whatever X is, okay, right? And then you go skip two steps, and then you go and do and rehearse whatever that is. It's not going to work because you don't believe in it yet. Does that make any sense or no?
Yeah. I'm just taking up what you're saying. I'm just taking it like a sponge.
Remember what I'm saying. So when you, wait, wrong one. Sorry, ladies. Remember what I'm saying is this. So when you have scribed what you want to do, right? That's the first step. Okay, you scribed, right?
Yeah.
Once you have it on a piece of paper, it is not your truth yet. It's just something you came up with. It's just a thought at that moment, okay? It's just a thought. It is at the moment that you must take said thought to the people that market you the best and say, here's my thought. This is why I want to do it. These are the positives. And these positives outweigh the negatives. You got to market that move to yourself first. Not rehearse it. Market it to yourself, right? That's step two, okay? Then step three is to make it law. Once it becomes law, it's a non-negotiable thing. That means that when you make it law, you must do it all the time. And let me show, this is very important, because if you play with this, it's going to bite you in the ass. Let me explain something to you. Okay. All right, let me give you an example. You know I watch Billions. I always tell people to watch Billions on Showtime, right? Right? I'm going to tell you what happened on Billions. And then I'm going to tell you why when you go to your government and you lie and you try to make it a false law and then it happens, it doesn't work out. Let me explain what happened in Billions, okay? Just think about this for a second, okay? I'm not going to get in depth in it, but I'm going to show you how things work, okay?
All right.
People watching live, while I'm explaining to you, I'm going to draw it. All right. So what happened in Billions, right? The billionaire, okay? See, the government, the guy, Paul Giamatti character, he was losing, right? So he had to figure out a way to squash the Olympics from coming to New York, okay? Because he wanted to fuck the billionaire over, okay? All right, so this is what happened. Let me just show you what happened, okay? So basically, what they realize is that every billionaire, whenever they get hit with tax sanctions, okay, the billionaires can go to neighboring states to cover their ass, okay? That's their outlet, to cover their ass with to neighboring states, okay? So he couldn't get them here. But what he decided on doing, this is how game works, and I'm gonna connect the dots. What he decided on doing is he didn't go after the billionaires that's going to run the neighboring states. What he did was he got every governor from every state that surrounded New York, and what he did is he brought them all in as a coalition to shut off anybody that tries to do a tax evasion. You see what I'm saying? Thus, the people here were stranded right in the middle, right? So let me connect that with what I'm saying to when you create a law for yourself and you don't do the thing that you say you're going to do. What happens is your mind does the exact same thing and you fuck up. Now, this is very crucial to listen. This is very important to understand. If you bring something to your said government and you say, okay, I'm going to make it a law that when I see a woman, I'm going to put my bid in, right? That you already marketed, you already believe in yourself, and you go up and remember, this is a non-negotiable. This means you must do it. Because if you don't do it, there will never be trust between you and your government. And remember, if there is no order, remember, everything's got to be order. If there is no order and no connection as one, then what's going to happen is your government's going to go to fucking Scribe. He's going to go to fucking your marketing team. He's going to go to your motherfucking culinary school. He's going to go to all these neighbors, all these guys that's supposed to work with you. He's going to say, man, no, uh-uh. No, he's not working for us. Remember, caller, you used to be one with yourself. You stopped believing in yourself, so everything broke off. All the trust broke off in your mind of all these certain sectors, and everybody became their own kings of their own land. But you're slowly trying to bring them all in. But you cannot bring them in on trust when there's an expectation. See, you can't just see, this is where a lot of guys fuck up. This is why the mind is such a great opponent. Oh, it's the best opponent in the world. Because if you don't do what you say you're going to do, how is your mind or those individual parts of your mind ever going to trust that you're ever going to do anything again? Because what's benefiting us? I mean, we could just be exactly where we are and live good. And some days you'll feel good about yourself, and some days you're going to have to come to me for spitting flavor in your ear. Some days you're going to have to go to the marketing team to believe in something. But if we're not working together, it's going to be dysfunction. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does a lot.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that I don't want you to have dysfunction in what you're doing. There's dysfunction. See, and that's why you got to do the steps correctly. Because what you're saying is that, listen, I need the coalition. I need the marketing team. I need the motherfucking government. I need to go ahead and rehearse it. And then from that point, I'm going to need my motherfucking studio with me. I'm going to need my culinary school with me. I'm going to need my guy. I'm going to have to start bringing guys in. But first, I need to get these okay. See, you can't just go from count from 1 to 10 right to algebra. It never works because you skip steps. Everything's a stepping stone. So when you go to this government in your mind and say, this is going to be my law, when they put that hammer down, and this is why I always tell you guys, don't do it if you don't have game. If it don't say you're going to do something and don't do it. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. You should see why a lot of y'all are fucking up now, because there's no organization and there's no trust. So
yeah, you're lying to yourself, and that destroys the trust in yourself.
Right. So how can you trust doing anything? But then what happens is you then connect the wires to the surface. Because you stop believing in yourself because you feel like you can't do it. Because, listen, the parts are not working with you. See, what happened, if you watch Billions, because there's a lot of game in there, what happened was the billionaire organized all the parts as one. He organized them all, saying everybody's going to benefit from the Olympics coming to New York. Everybody's going to get a piece of the pie. Everybody, hey, one guy, you can have housing, you're going to be good. Chick, you can do Wi-Fi, you'll be good. So what he did is he created a coalition, right, and won the governor's and won the bid, right? But Giamatti, because he lost last week's show, he was like, okay, just because you win, it can be always changed. So what we're going to do is we're going to attack. Oh, let me show you. It was like three people. Let's say three people. Let me just draw the three people in the circle so y'all don't see what the fuck I'm talking about. So Giamatti said, I'm going to attack these three people. Now, Giamatti knew that if he attacked these three people, they're out as a tax hit. They can go and run to a neighboring state and they're safe. It's like a safety net or a loophole. See, if you tax me, I got an out, and I can hit any of these neighboring states, right? That was the thought, and that's why Giamatti couldn't attack them. He attacked the states. He brought all the states together and said, if you can shut these guys off, I'm going to put some sanctions on these motherfuckers where they're going to come up off $1 billion in taxes, and it's going to fuck their money up where they cannot run. So if they can't run, then they'll come to me, and then they'll work with me, and then I'll win by pushing the Olympics to Los Angeles. But I'm saying for you, when it comes to game, is that when you do not have that governing, when that gavel doesn't hit the thing, boom, and it becomes law, and you don't do what you say you're going to do, it's going to have a ripple effect, and there's going to be dysfunction. That is the biggest thing that's happening right now to every young man. It's dysfunction here. Remember I told you the other day, caller, you got someone rowing a boat to the left, and the guy in the same boat, he's rowing to the right. Dysfunction. A man must have order in his home, his house, his universe. To be
so that's
one.
Basically what happens. That's basically what happens to like the people that make these promises at New Year's, and then they do it for a couple of days, and they
exactly.
stop.
Yes,
they end up becoming worse than they were before they made those promises.
Yes, because the dysfunction. They're just saying it. Remember, they're saying it from the surface because what does the surface tell them? Because of the new year, you get to wipe your slate clean, right? Ready? You get to wipe the subconscious mind or the ego. You get to have a clean start. You get to say, you get to knock on this motherfucker's door called ego, right? You get to knock on that motherfucker's door and be like, hey, look, peep this. Come January 1st. You are evicted. You are no longer allowed to tell me what to do. And you know what that motherfucker say? He's like, bitch, please. That motherfucker like, if y'all hear this motherfucker, hey, and you know what he does? You know what he does? While he's laughing, right? He has his own little slumber party. He's like, hey, fear, anxiety, excuses, blame, victimhood. Hey, motherfuckers, party at my place. Let's sit and watch all these surface dwellers lie to themselves. Let them lie. Listen, they get great. Because you know what? You know what they always say about the drug? What does the drug dealer say? The drug is free. I get you on the comeback. And what's the comeback? As soon, no less than a day or maybe 4 days, they're back to what they are, and they come back kissing the ass of the person they thought they could destroy. You see how that works, brother?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is that you're doing it right, but you're kind of off on a few steps. You can't
I didn't get those steps. Now I got. I already wrote them down.
Right. You can't rehearse something you don't believe in. And you can't believe in something you don't know. But what's up? What you got? What's up?
So what would be the difference of a person that made those promises during the New Year's, like on a deeper level, that made those promises on the New Year's, and the person that makes something a law? Like, what would be the difference of the person that actually does what he said?
Remember, the experience. He's doing it for the experience.
The experience. Okay.
You remember Tom Cruise? Ever seen, what was that movie with Wilson? Castaway. You ever see Tom Cruise in Castaway?
Castaway, nah. I only watched Mission Impossible.
It's a great cake-ass movie. He's about to marry a chick. He got on a plane. It crash-landed in the middle of an island and shit. And that motherfucker had to survive, okay? The problem was, he was trying to get off the island, okay? The island itself was surrounded by a huge current. You couldn't get past the island. You just couldn't. A regular boat could not get you past the current because the current kept pushing everything towards the island. Think of it like that, okay? Think of it what people are doing. They try to escape the island, right? But the current brings them right back in, okay? So Tom found another piece. It was like a sail. So when Tom was going towards the current that was about to yank him in, he let the sail open, the gust of wind, because he trusted what was going on, he let the sail open. The gust of wind pushed him past the current, and then he went on. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the gust of wind had to be the trust between the right moment of pulling that motherfucking lever, right? And letting that, and trusting when that shit pops open and hits the wind at the perfect time, it's going to push me over the current. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. It's the experience. See, if you look at the current and be like, damn, the currents keep pulling me back in. Can't make it. Every time I try to go out, I get pulled back in. Every time I try to escape, I get pulled back in. Versus, because that, remember, that's the end result. That's why most guys look. They look at the end result. Oh, I'm too fat. You know, they're similar to Kale. I'm going to lose weight. God damn it, I'm not losing any weight. Fuck it, man. This is bullshit. Right? Wanting it real fast. So what everyone does, like with that top, that analogy, is that they look at the current and they complain about the current versus create the experience. The experience is the sail that's going to get me over the current. I don't care. And look, if I yank that sail and it doesn't connect with the wind correctly and I don't get over the current, do I actually lose? No.
Because you tried and you did what you wanted.
Right. That means I just got to do it right. Time it right next time. See? Time it right next time. Not give up. All right. Tomorrow I will do it again. I just got to make sure when the time is right, I yank it to get the gust of wind to get over. Because you might not do it the first time or the 10th time. Might not be the 100th time. But one time, you're going to yank that bitch correctly because, see, you believe in the move versus the current or the result of the current. Where's your focus on? The experience. You're not focused on, right. So, and that's the thing. That's the thing to get you over. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So when you're, and it's just like the game. When you are trying to break free of who you are, technically, you're going to have a hard time because of the mistrust that you have. How can I? Okay, guess what? I can go and ask for tanks for a part of my, like, I can go to my warrior, right? Go to my warrior. Hey, give me guns, give me tanks, give me battleships, and give me jets, okay? Right? And he said, okay, cool. I'm working with you. We'll get this together. But what happens if you're not talking to the motherfucker that makes the missiles and the bullets or the gas for the engines? All you gonna be doing, all you gonna be doing is fighting the enemy with no fucking weapons. And thus, there's no more trust, and thus you give up. There's got to be order at the table. Order over here. Here are the guns. Here are the bazookas. Here are the bullets, the missiles. I gotta work with them. I've got to work with the – I got to have everything in order. You see what I'm saying? Everything must be in order. You can't just say, yeah, I want to talk to a woman. Or you can't just say, I want to change this. If you don't know your why and you don't believe in that why, you're not going to do it, man. Does that make any sense,
man? Yo, thanks. Yo, yeah, I don't want to take up more of your time. I bet you got some other people to get to. So I really want to thank you so much, man.
No, no,
I'm
it's all
up
good.
All this game and,
yeah.
And yeah, I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, this is yeah. Like I say, it's okay. I appreciate you hang up, but this I say it's experience. You've got to think about the experience is the shift. The experience is the thing that's going to see. Okay, let me tell you how your mind fucks with you. Your mind knows mm-hmm. that you're always going to be fixated on the end result. So he's like this. Oh wait, you gonna talk to a girl? Go ahead, man. Let's see how that. Hey, let's see how that shit work out for you. It's motherfucker. Hey, fear. Hey, come on. Anxiety. No confidence. Hey. Remember prisoner warden. Remember. You actually think you're free. You're trying to escape, right? But the warden is only going to let you get so fucking far. Remember I told you, you are the prisoner of your world and also the warden of your world. See, you're going to let yourself go talk to that woman, but the warden in you is saying, no, motherfucker, you can't go past these walls. Fuck you think you're going? No. Look, you can run around the prison all you want. Hey, we got a basketball court. We got some weights over there. Hey, everything's lovely over here. You don't have to do anything, but you ain't getting over that fucking wall. You ain't free. You can't get free, right? But what I'm saying to you is that who does the warden answer to? Governor. The warden has to answer to the governor. Somebody always has to answer to somebody. So if you stop being the prisoner of your world, theater number one, you stop being the warden of your world, theater number one, result-focused, and govern all the parts that you have to have order, you'll never be a prisoner again. You'll be one with yourself, one mind, one thought, one fucking way, your way, because everything else is fucking wrong. Your way, not my way, your way. You see, caller?
Yep, and everything is under you.
It always
like
has
you're the head.
Yeah, you're the head. You're Tony Soprano. You're Tony Montana. You're King Richard, King Louis. You're the shit. You're Master King. You're the fucking emperor. You're everything. You're running shit. But your mind doesn't want you to see that you're running shit. Or wants you to realize you can run shit. Because it wants you to think when that ball drops that you're going to know calculus and trigonometry without counting one fucking number. That it's going to allow you. Remember, it gives you enough rope to hang yourself. Because why? Think about this. I give you the rope. The ball is dropping. Oh, this is a new year. And this is the year I'm going to learn game. And this is the year I'm going to talk to women. And this is the year I'm going to get confidence. And then what happens when it's time to do it and you don't do it, you then go deeper into him, his core, not your core, because you then stop believing in yourself. You see, the belief in self goes away so fast. It's amazing how your mind works. You lose faith and belief in yourself so fast and run back to him and let him be the governor of you. See, you're telling this voice in your head that you're allowed to tell me how to move because I don't believe in myself because she turned me down. What are you focused on? The woman. You're focused on the interaction. You're focused on her saying, I got a boyfriend, or I'm seeing somebody, or whatever the fuck they're saying, but you're focused on those things. But the one thing you're not focused on is what? Yourself, right? And if you're not focused on yourself, then how are – wait. If you're not focused on yourself, how can you communicate with yourself? If you can't communicate with yourself, how can you sit at the table and dictate or not even sit at the table, gentlemen, and dictate? Let me show y'all guys. Yeah, I'm going to show you how deep this is because nobody gets as deep with y'all. How can you connect your government, your studio, your guide, scribe, your weight room, your culinary school, your library, your amusement park, marketing team, your warrior, your fucking drug labs, all these? How do you bring them all together at the table and have the nerve to try to tell them motherfuckers work with me and trust me when you don't even trust yourself? And remember, all those things in your mind, when they broke free because you broke them all free, they're living on their own land. They have their own kingdoms. They rule by their own way. And that's why sometimes they allow you to feel a certain way. Sometimes they'll give you a little bit of confidence. In their eyes, sometimes you see a woman, and all of a sudden you just feel good about yourself, like I could talk to any old body. That's not you. That's somebody that just give you a little sample of, go ahead, we'll give you a little bit, but hey, I know you're going to fail because once you talk to her, you don't have any communication skills. Okay, what have you shown the communication side of you, how to navigate you with the woman? But you know what? That motherfucker said it ain't going to work for you. We'll let it work as long as we want it to work, but it's not going to work. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I just can appreciate it so much, D. I'm gonna let you go now so you can get on.
All right,
with
yo,
your,
yo, son.
Your
great
show
question, tonight. Yo. All right, I'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. Great question. Right, but yeah, but we only got a few more minutes. I got questions though, but this is what I'm saying to y'all guys out there. Listen, gentlemen, it's y'all at, see, everybody wants most of you guys to look at game as far as game is clothes, cars, money, status. That's above the fray. Shut up, bitch. That's above ground, okay? Most of you actually think, or your mind actually lets you go a little bit below the surface, even though, remember, you're not rooted. See, a weed can root itself underground, and you can just yank that motherfucker out. And you just pull that motherfucker, right? So what's happening to you guys is that some part, and let me show you what I'm talking about. If y'all don't understand, let me see if I can post it. Let me see if I can post it. Give me a second. Let me see if I can post it. Sorry, that was the wrong thing. All right, let me see if I can post it here. Give me a second. Let me see. I don't think I can post that. Did I have it here? I think this is it. Let me see if I got it. Oh, that's not it. That's not it. Well, as I was saying, I guess I have it on the other thing. See, this is why you're always fighting against yourself. Half of you believes in what you're doing. The other half believes that you can't do it. And the problem is, on the half that it believes that do it, is led by your voice that's telling you you can't do it. So you're in constant battle, and because there's no organization inside of you, this is why things don't work out, okay? It just doesn't. But a Weasel, you're right, but here's a beautiful thing. Here's a beautiful thing. They will always have game, young man. You're absolutely right. I'm glad you're starting to see it. But there's good news. There's great news in what you just said. I'm going to kick my music while I'm talking, y'all motherfuckers. Let me see. Hold on a second. Kick my music real quick. Here, I'm going to tell you the good news, my brother. Let me kick my music. Here we go. Kick my music. Oh. Hold on, I'm getting a run. Hold on. All right, here we go. Off the head. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies in a symphony. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. It's all about our minds melting as one. It's all about the love we make until the morning sun. It's all about the fruit, the music, and the grease. It's all about your body, a heavenly masterpiece. But most of all, I want you to fly high like a dove. It's all about this dick, baby, and all of the above. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I was just flowing. Anyway, get back to what I was saying. All right. I'm sorry, guys. All right. So what I'm saying to you guys is this. Whistle, I got you. This is what I'm saying to you, brother. Is that even though the statement is a true statement, but in that statement is where you can win. You see, the opponent is in control because the opponent, the woman, is actually doing nothing. She's not... See, this is what y'all don't understand. She's not forcing you to not have confidence. She's not forcing you to have anxiety. You know what she's doing? She's saying, I'm getting old. I'm not beautiful. I need to wear weave. I need to put on eyeliner, makeup, push-up bras, and all that other stuff. I need to look good. I just am not beautiful. That's her war. That's her war. And every woman that's walking around is at that war with those insecurities. She's not asking you to be this way. But she expects the majority of you to act this way, but not necessarily be this way. But act that way. But what if you stopped acting that way? And stop just being who the fuck you are. See, the expectation is so low for you average surface dwellers that, remember, the shields are all, remember the shields are here. From the surface dwellers coming to the left, coming to the right, trying to be your friend, and the ones that's trying to backdoor and shit, walking on eggshells, those are where the shields are at. She's not expecting you guys to come straight at her like a man. She's not expecting that. What if you begin to come at her second and learn to trust yourself, trust the things that you say, trust how you move, to give her a different perspective? Remember, the shift is a beautiful thing. The beautiful thing, the shift is, I swear, let me see if I can show you the shift. The shift is beautiful. The shift is all about every woman finding the right combination. And in that combination that you guys are looking for, you're looking at the wrong thing. You guys are looking at, well, I need to build the perfect store. You guys are saying, I need to make sure the perfect store is on the perfect corner. All you're doing is putting everything outside of yourself versus saying, you know what? I'm going to create the experience. I don't need to be in the perfect spot. I'm going to have them motherfuckers come to me. I just got to display what I am to her. And what I display is not even saying a word about me, because she's going to recognize what the fuck I am when she sees how I move, by ready, by not moving at all, mannequin style, meaning that, see, when you move out of thirst, you move out of desperation, you move out of need, you move out because you want to smash, but the motherfucker that has experience, he ain't motherfucking moving, he's just chilling the fuck out. He's chilling the fuck out because he knows eventually that woman is going to see something in him, and she's going to invite him in. He ain't trying to force his fucking way in, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see as far as game. Game, gentlemen. When you guys see yourself like that and begin to cultivate what I am showing you, you're not going to lose at all. You will never lose again. You want to know why? You'll never lose again. Because a woman will never be a determination of your self-worth. So how can you lose if she says no? How can you lose if she says she has a boyfriend? How can you lose if she challenges you? You got it here, guys, here. But you must get below. It's and I'm telling you, the hardest part of this is the middle. It's the trust. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take trust in yourself. Because, gentlemen, I'm telling you, for all you guys that are in that middle part that I show you right here, and then you run on YouTube and watch a motherfucker complain about women, dog women out, say she for the streets, fuck single mothers, all that. All that work is over with. You got to start all over again because you just added another layer up the top. See that layer? I just gave you one layer. But what if I told you this probably for you guys, 10, 15 layers that you've got to get through to even hit the second layer to get through that to get to your core? I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you it's easy and you could do it tomorrow. But no, game doesn't happen. Because even if you get down to your core, gentlemen, you are at step one of an infinite amount of steps. And when you take that first. Let me show you. I think I got it. Let me show you what it's going to look like. In your mind, this is how it should look. Let me see. Let me find it. I think it's at ot. No, not you looking out the window. We already know most of y'all motherfuckers look out the window. That's not it. I don't know. Where is it at? Yes. Wait. When you start this dog, this is it. Chaos. There's no order. And it is a very scary place. It is a very scary place. But guys, once you build it, to the woman, when you have game and you know what you're talking about, oh, she going to see all, she going to be like, oh my God, I got to have some of that Rick. I've got to have them. I got to taste them. I've got to feel them. I've got to know all this stuff, man. That's what I'm trying to get you young men to see. But you've got to see it. You have to see it. And that's what shows like this is about. The shows like this, we're here to help you grab information and show you what game is actually like. It's just, it's so easy. And sometimes y'all don't even think, damn, it's too easy. There's got to be a problem here. Because what you're hearing from the surface will never give you the power that you have or that you need. Mr. Johnson, thank you. I appreciate the thing. But TJ, what I want to say to you, sir, is that I don't want you, okay, I love what you're saying, but I don't want you to need to hear it. I need you to act on it. I appreciate you needed to hear that. But sometimes when we hear things, sometimes we just stop doing things because it feels good in what we're saying. What I'm saying is, my brother, and I appreciate what you're doing, but I want to help you before you take a wrong turn and going down the wrong neighborhood. Yes, you needed to hear that, I understand. But you need to act on this shit, man, for it to take effect. Never listen to this show, gentlemen, to all my guys listening. Never listen to this show for motivation. You fucking failed. don't ever listen to this show saying that, wow, because he said something, it made me feel so good. And I appreciate that you needed to hear this. And I'm not knocking you. I appreciate you, TJ, but I want to be more of a mentor to you young men than someone that just says, oh, thank you for hearing it. No. I need you to act on it. Fuck hearing about it. Because if you hear about it and it feels good, and you ain't acting on it, it goes the fuck away. I need you to act on it. I appreciate you hearing it. I appreciate it. Okay? And that's what I'm saying. You can get it. You can get there. But it just depends on how much drive you have to get there. Please, gentlemen, always think about the experiences. The experiences will always outweigh the results. And one experience I always talk about is the graveyard. The only experience that I always talk about is the graveyard. Every show. Only guy on YouTube talking this yak to you. Because if you want motivation, if this ain't motivating enough, then motherfucker, I don't know what to tell you. Because one thing I promise you, everybody here or in these things, they all had one thing in common. And that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Don't put off shit you can do today, tomorrow, because again, nobody is owed tomorrow. Don't waste your time on shit that you can get done today. But it's not for me to, listen, it's not for me to ask you to do that. I don't ask you to do that. You just be what you are to who you are. But if you ever ask me why you are still the same person, it's March. We're in the third month of the year, halfway through, and you have not changed that. As you've already wasted 2.5 months. Wasted of whatever age you are right now, 2.5 months wasted. Don't waste time, man. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. Don't waste time, Jim. Please don't. Guys, y'all need me. Get at me, man. TheManMindset@gmail.com. 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 Send a name, send a number, and if you want to holler, if you're ready to learn, holla at your boy. But guys, make sure y'all get y'all puzzle pieces. All my chat room dogs. Guys, I love my dogs. I appreciate you motherfuckers. Gentlemen, all I ask you to do, like I always ask you to do, gentlemen, get a chance, go ahead and like, subscribe, all that other stuff. That's algorithm. Thank you for that. But that's not what I want you to do. You know, please take a moment after the show is over. Go in your refrigerator and go ahead and grab a glass. Get a cup. I don't give a fuck. Put milk, put water, put wine, put liquor. I don't give a fuck what you have in your fucking refrigerator. Please get a small cup of something. Make a small shot. Go into your bathroom and look at the man in the mirror and say, I love you. I got your back, and it's you and I, motherfucker, riding, dying with you. And gentlemen, I promise it'll tell you the same thing back. Take your glass, tap that motherfucking glass, and toast yourself, and take that shot, and carry on with your day, gentlemen. This is the Man Mindset. I am the motherfucking Dean. Man, we're going to see y'all motherfuckers. We're going to see y'all, oh yeah, tomorrow? Yeah.
Just like that, man mindset. Just like that, man mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now we're dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay, just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again, ay, just like that, man mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.